It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and you know what that means this time on a Tuesday. Dare Dice, that's right. We're going to roll the dice, and we're live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. We are going to see who rolls the dice and gets the lowest number. That's bad. That's not good. No bueno. You want to have a 6 or a 5 or even a 4 should put you in a decent position. Now, Pork Chop, you've had some bad weeks, my man. You had the ice pack the first week. Then the week after that, it was Liv. And what did Liv have to do? She had to eat an onion. Oh, gross. Like an apple. Ugh, gross. Then last week, Pork Chop, how was the cinnamon challenge? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. That was okay. I don't suggest anyone do it because if you accidentally inhale some of that stuff, it could be bad.
Yeah, I mean, you should never inhale. Never inhale, just in general. It's not good for you. Okay, so that being said, it is now time on Instagram. People can watch us too, Radio Now AM Show, to roll the dice. Who would like to go first?
I'm making an executive decision. I'm going last just because I have not gone last yet.
Liv, you want to go first? All right, Pork Chop, take the camera for her so she can roll the dice. Liv, real quick, though, I'll get you on mic. How are you feeling? Do you feel like you've lost a few times, you don't have a care in the world anymore, or is this still every time a lot of tension for you?
A lot of time, a ton of anxiety.
Okay.
Like every single time I roll, there's so much anxiety, and I'm just hoping that I don't roll a 1. And also, I'm hoping that you lose this week because you have yet to lose.
I am very,
yet to lose.
I am very fearful that this might be the week. I don't want to like make it happen, but I am right now wishing upon you a 2.
I am so scared. All right, here I go.
Here we go. Let's listen up. The dice is about to hit the table.
Woo! Okay, I got a 4.
Ooh, a 4.
Oh, I got a 4. That's not... It's not the best, but it's not the worst. Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness I got the 4.
Okay.
Whew.
I mean, good for you. You know what? Now, odds are that eventually it'll be my turn, right? Like, because it's been 3 that have not been mine. And I'm worried because there's still some punishments in the box of shame. There is baby bird, which I really don't want. That sounds so gross. I'd love to, like, chew food and feed it to live, but I don't want to do it myself. Okay.
Especially if I have to chew the food and feed it to you, it's going to be like kale.
All right. Looking for a 4, 5, or 6, because I feel like those are good odds. Here we go. Come on, baby. Hit me. A 2.
Oh, you rolled a 2.
Ooh, the odds are not in my favor right now.
Yes.
For Dare Dice.
Come on, Pork Chop. You can do it. You can do it. Roll higher than a 2.
I've rolled a 1, a 1, and I think one time I rolled a 2.
How many people right now want Pork Chop to roll a 1? I bet a lot of people are like, just because they're like, poor Pork Chop. But this could be your chance, Pork Chop, to change history, to change your destiny, and roll a 1. If you roll a 2, you and I have a roll-off because we both have the lowest number. But if you roll above that, you and Liv are safe, and I have to reach into the box of shame and do it tomorrow on the show.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
Oh, 6! I got a 6!
No, you didn't roll it.
You didn't hear it bounce?
No, I heard you tap it 3 times.
All right, here goes the real roll.
Give him a 1. Karma.
So dumb. I'm going to get a 1. That's why it's dumb. I know it. All right, we ready?
Yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Oh, it's a 2! Oh, Pork Chop, we're having a roll-off! Oh my god, we're still alive, baby! We're still alive!
Okay, wait. So, Pork Chop, since you've lost 2 times in the roll-off, do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
I'll go last.
Okay, by the way, I'm totally safe. This is
Liv,
amazing.
Liv, yes, congratulations to you. I really feel like so excited right now because I have a positive feeling. I've been working. I've had a lot of negative things going on. I've been stressed lately. But I feel like this is positive affirmation in my hand with these dice.
Okay.
Here we go. Looking for a 6. And it is a 6! Oh my god, it's a 6! Unless Pork Chop rolls a 6, he is going to face the box of shame!
How are you feeling
yes!
before you roll?
Like I'm gonna roll a 1.
Oh! Come on, no Pork Chop! Positive thinking!
He right. needs a 6 to have another roll off. If not, Pork Chop again for the 3rd or 4th time.
Would be the 3rd.
This poor guy. I feel so bad for Pork Chop. It is a 3! Oh no, Pork Chop! chop, pork chop, pork chop.
This is rigged. This is stupid. The dumbest thing we've ever
Liv's
done.
Trying to comfort him. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, everyone on our Instagram is saying, oh, pork chop, poor pork chop, and saying, like, come on, pork chop, you can do it. Oh, pork chop.
Dude, what are the odds that you would, that we tie, and you couldn't beat a two, and then I got a six?
The odds are one in six, Joe.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
All right, so we will have pork chop. Now, here's what we have to do. Pork Chop actually is not going to be in studio tomorrow because he's going to be hanging out with Blanco Brown. He's going to be in the Get Up music video. So we'll have to do this on Thursday. We did this one other time because Liv faked being sick and called in sick.
I did not fake being sick. I was actually sick.
Okay. But Pork Chop, so now you got more time to think about it.
Busy. Oh, okay. He says he's busy. Yeah, right.
Liv, high five. Come on. What are the odds that we were able to do that? I'm so proud of us. Okay. That is Dare Dice. Oh, by the way, we need new ideas for the Box of Shame. We had like an original list and we're getting low, but some possibilities I think that are still in there. There's the baby bird. There's the face tattoo, which would not go good for you at your steak job. Like face tattoo, tic-tac-toe, I think it is. So that concludes today's edition of Dare Dice here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.